This is the story of Sarah the Seagull. Sarah the Seagull lived in a great big nest by the beach, and every day her mama and dada would fly to the beach and find all sorts of interesting things that people left behind at the beach, and they would bring them home to their favorite daughter, Sarah. And Sarah was a very curious seagull. She loved to bend things with her beak and poke at them and just see how things worked. One day her dada flew to the beach and came back with a brand new pair of sunglasses. He gave them to Sarah and said, "Here you go, Sarah, enjoy these. I'm sure they'll protect you from the sun really, really well." And Sarah said, "Oh my gosh, thank you, dada. This is the nicest thing you've ever bought me. Oh my gosh, look at these. Oh my gosh." She put them on her head and she said, "Wow, I look really good in these." And she looked up into the sun and it didn't even hurt her eyes. She said, "Wow, I love these. Thank you so much, dada." And he said, "You're welcome, Sarah." And he flew away. And meanwhile, Sarah was looking at them. "Wow, these are really nice. My dad is so nice." And she said, "Whoa, what's this in the middle? Is this glass here? Wow, that is interesting. It's clear, but it's solid at the same time. That's really cool." So she said, "Let me just give a little poke and see what happens." So she poked it a little bit with her beak. And she said, "Wow, that's really cool." And she poked it a little bit more. She said, "Wow, and what are these things on the side here? They bend? Wow." And she poked a little bit more and she started bending it. And suddenly, the side of the glasses snapped off and one of the lenses fell out. And she said, Dada, we have a problem here." And Sarah's dada quickly flew over. He said, "What's the problem, Sarah?" And Sarah said, "Yeah, dada, I was playing with these and this happened." And her dada said, "Oh no, Sarah, you got to be more careful with your things." And Sarah said, "Oh, dada, can you fix it?" And her dada said, "Well, I'm a seagull, Sarah, not an optometrist, so unfortunately, no, I don't have the ability to fix your sunglasses." And she said, "Oh, bummer." And her dada said, "Sarah, next time I bring you something home, you better be more careful with it, or you're not going to get any more treats from the beach." And she said, "Okay, dada, I promise." The next day, Sarah's dada went to the beach again, and he came back with something even more fun than yesterday. It was a fishing rod for catching fish. She said, "Oh my gosh, this is so nice, Dada. You are such a great Dada. Thank you for getting me this." And her Dada said, "You're welcome, Sarah. Me and your mama know how to catch fish with our beaks, but I know you're not old enough yet, so maybe this will help you catch some fish." And she said, "Thank you, Dada. That is so sweet of you." And he said, "You're welcome, Sarah. Now, do you want me to teach you how to use it?" And she said, No. I can figure this out by myself." And he said, "Okay," and he went to the other side of the nest. Sarah looked at the fishing rod. She said, "Wow, what a great gift. I have such a great dada. Now, what is this here? It's a little wheel that spins around. Oh, that's fun." And she started spinning the wheel around. And she said, "Oh, wow, what is this? This is string here? Wow, I bet that's how you catch the fish. You pull it with the string. That's ingenious. It's just such genius. I love the people who go to the beach. They just create with such amazing things." And she started pulling on the string a little bit. She said, "Wow, and it reels back in when you pull this little handle. That is so cool." And she started pulling the string further and further until there was no string left on the fishing rod. She said, "Oh, that's all? Wow, that was a lot of string." And she said, "I better unravel this and get it back on the fishing rod." And then she tried to move, but she couldn't move. And she looked down, and the fishing wire was wrapped all around her legs. And she said, oh, that's not good, is it?" She said, "Dada, I need some help." And her dada flew over. He said, "Hey, Sarah, what's the problem?" "Oh my gosh, you're totally covered in fishing wire. Can you breathe? Are you okay?" She said, "I'm okay, dada. I could use a little bit of help, though." And her dada snipped the fishing wire with his beak and set her free. He said, "Sarah, I thought you were going to be more careful with the things I bring you home. That was a really nice fishing rod that was really hard for me to carry home. And I wish you would be a little more careful with the things I get you." And she said, "I'm sorry, Dada." Just then, Sarah's mama came home and she said, "Hey guys, look what I got." And she was holding a bag full of sandwiches. And she said, "I found some kosher sandwiches on the beach, still sealed with the kosher heksher on the bag." And they said, "Whoa, fancy dinner." And she said, "Yep, no big deal." And she gave a sandwich to Sarah and to Sarah's dada, and they all started munching on their food. Sarah said, "Wow, these sandwiches are really good. Thank you so much, Mama." And she said, "You're welcome, Sarah." And she said, "You know what, though? I think I swallowed a whole bunch of that fishing wire, and I'm not really hungry right now." And her mama said, "Okay, why don't you just save it for later, then? You could have it for breakfast tomorrow." And she said, "That's a great idea, Mama. Thank you for that wonderful idea. I'll really enjoy that tomorrow." So she wrapped up the sandwich. A few minutes later, she was staring at the sandwich. She said, "That was really good sandwich. I wonder what's inside of it. Let me just take a little look inside here." So she took off the bread and she looked inside. She said, "Wow, tomatoes? Ah, I didn't think there was tomatoes. But yeah, come to think of it, I did taste tomatoes in there." And she said, "Oh, and lettuce. Lettuce. I didn't even notice the lettuce. That's so weird. You just don't even notice lettuce sometimes. It's just there. That's funny. What's that? Tuna fish. It was tuna fish inside. I thought that's what I tasted. I thought it might have been South African sea bass, but no, it was tuna. And what are these? These are sprouts? Sprouts. That was that little gristly feeling in my mouth. Oh my gosh. Really great sandwich. Whoever made this. Kudos to the chef. Oh my gosh. What a fun time." But Sarah looked at the sandwich and, well, after it was pulled all apart, it didn't look too appetizing. She said, "You know what? On second thought, this really doesn't look good. I think I'll just kind of kick this off the side of the nest and, yeah." So Sarah started kicking the sandwich off the side of the nest. Her dada flew over. He said, "Sarah, what are you doing? I thought you were going to be more careful with the things that we bring you. Why did you destroy the sandwich?" And she said, "Oh, hey, dada. That sandwich wasn't that great, actually." And her dada said, "Sarah, I tasted that sandwich. It was delicious. If you didn't want to eat it, you could have at least saved it on your plate, and maybe somebody else would have liked to eat it." Mm-hmm. She said, "Dada, what kind of self-respecting seagull is going to eat an old half-eaten sandwich off somebody's plate? Get real." And Sarah kicked the sandwich off the edge of the nest, and it fell down into the ocean. Just then, Sarah's brother, Jackie the seagull, flew back from Seagull Yeshiva. He said, "What was that I just saw fall into the ocean? Was that fresh tuna fish?" And his mama said, "Yes, Jackie, welcome home. That was Sarah throwing the remnants of her perfectly good tuna sandwich off the edge of the nest because she wasn't hungry. And instead of saving it, she decided to pull it apart until it was repulsive." And Jackie said, "No, Sarah, no, you don't do that. First of all, I would have loved that sandwich. Second of all, I just learned in Seagull Yeshiva that it's forbidden by the Torah to waste things for no good reason. It's a rabbinic decree called Baal Tashkit." And Sarah said, "Ooh, sorry about that. I didn't know. I didn't know, Jackie." And Jackie said, "I know you didn't know, Sarah. You're just a little kid. But it's important to know that you shouldn't waste things or destroy things that are perfectly good. I learned in this book by the Chinuch that when we cling to the things that are good that Hashem gives us, it saves us from the bad things. So if Hashem gives you something that's good, you want to keep it good. It goes for everything in life. And if you keep all the good things that Hashem gives you good, He might just save you from bad things." And Sarah said, "Well, I wasn't going to eat it, Jackie. I mean, what do you want me to do with it? Have a rotting sandwich sitting around the bird's nest?" And Jackie said, "Well, Sarah, if you're not going to eat it and something's repulsive, yeah, you can throw it out. But something that's perfectly good, you shouldn't make repulsive. Especially because, hey, we're seagulls. We'll eat pretty much anything." His father and mama nodded. "Yep, we'll eat anything. We would have loved that sandwich." And Sarah said, "Look, guys, I'm sorry, okay?" Jackie said, "It's okay, Sarah. Just try to remember this in the future. And because it's your birthday tomorrow, I brought you back a special gift from Seagull Yeshiva. It's a book for little kids to learn the alephbeis." And he handed a shiny new book to Sarah. She said, "Oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you, Jackie. This is such a nice book." He said, "With this book, you'll be learning the Torah laws in no time." She said, "Thanks, Jackie. Wow, I'm going to treasure this so much." That night, after everybody went to sleep, Sarah was staying up reading through her new book. She was reading all the letters. She said, "Whoa, Aleph and Beit and Gimel. And Dalit, oh my gosh, Dalit, that's such a great letter. I love this letter." And the more she looked through it, she thought to herself, "Wow, I really like this book, but I'm starting to think maybe I would like it more if the pages were spread all over the nest and it was no longer readable." Yeah, that sounds right to me. So Sarah started picking the pages out one by one and spreading them all over the nest. The next morning, everybody woke up and they saw the pages all over the nest and they said, "Sarah!" Sarah said, "Oh, hey, good morning, guys. What's for breakfast?" And he said, "Sarah, what happened?" She said, "What? What happened to what?" They said, "To the book, Sarah, the book that spread all over the bird's nest." She said, "Oh, right. I don't know. It just felt right." And they said, "That's it, Sarah. You're not getting anything else ever again until you learn how to treat your things with respect." And that day, when Sarah's mama and dada went to the beach, they didn't bring her back anything except a single sardine. She said, "Guys, what is this?" And they said, "That's your dinner, Sarah." She said, "Guys, but you always bring me back such cool stuff." And they said, "Sarah, we bring you cool stuff, and then you turn it into junk by not being careful with it and destroying it for no good reason. Now you can go to sleep tonight with just a single sardine in your belly, and maybe you can think about the way you treat the stuff that we bring you." Sarah said, "Oh, no." That night, Sarah was starving. She thought about all the great stuff that she could have been playing with, and now she had nothing to play with because she destroyed it all. She thought to herself, "Oh no, because I wasn't careful with the good things Hashem gave me. He's giving me bad things instead, like going to sleep hungry. What do I do?" Then she had an idea. She went to the trash can and she pulled out all the pages of the book that her brother Jackie gave her that she destroyed. And she spent all night with the glue stick, meticulously gluing pages back together until it was almost as good as new. And then she read the book. And this time, instead of bending it and poking it and pulling it all apart, she thought about all the hard work it took to have something nice in her life. And she thought to herself, "I'm going to keep this thing good for the rest of my life. And everything else I get from now on also." The next few nights, Sarah had nothing to play with except for a book. But she learned the whole alphabet just by reading it. And her mama and dada saw how careful she was with the book. And they said, "You know what? I think maybe it's time we brought Sarah something else. And maybe we'll see if she's changed her ways." So the next day, her dada went to the beach. And what did he find? He found a brand new set of binoculars. With no signs of anything that could identify its owner. And it was a totally free lost object. Free for the taking by Torah law. Like all the objects he brought from the beach. He brought them home and reluctantly gave them to Sarah. She said, "Thanks, Daddy. Oh my gosh, what are these, binoculars? Oh my gosh, I can see so far with them. Thank you so much, Dada." And he said, "You're welcome, Sarah. Please, please be careful with these." And she said, "Don't worry, Dada, I will be." The rest of the afternoon, Sarah spent the whole day looking through her binoculars. It had so many knobs and dials. She thought to herself, "That's funny, the dial seems to stop here, but I wonder what happens if I turn it a little bit further." And she said, no, I'm not going to try to turn it any further. Sarah, you're going to do what your brother told you, and you're going to try to follow the Torah laws. This is something good that Hashem gave you, and you want to keep it good and keep all the good things in life close to you, and the bad things far, far away. And that's just what she did. When she was done with the binoculars, she carefully put them back in their case. And she was extra careful with all the things that her parents brought her from then on. And the next time her brother Jackie came home from yeshiva, he brought her another book. And the next time, another book. And soon enough, she had a large, well-preserved collection of Torah books. And little Sarah became one of the greatest Seagull Torah scholars to ever live.